We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Final Pitch, your post game to the post game. Eric Nelson with you on a Sunday at CCO, your flagship home for Twins baseball. J-Lo, Jonathan Lowe is our studio coordinator. 522. 78 degrees outside, mostly cloudy skies. Glad you've tuned us in. If you want to weigh in, the phone lines are open. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Cleveland wins it in 10 innings today. 7-3. I just got back from the ballpark. And let me tell you, game four of this showdown series in downtown Minneapolis produced more drama and more great baseball theater. Unfortunately, if you cheer for the Twins, there was also more heartbreak as Minnesota suffers a dagger defeat, losing in extra innings. But you got to give credit to the Indians. They came, they saw, and they conquered. Now Cleveland, 71-47 on the year, wins three out of four and leaves Minneapolis in a first-place tie with Minnesota. Twins have an identical 71-47 record, so both teams sit atop the AL Central. And the Indians continue to be white hot. They are 42-17 since June 2nd. Again, the numbers 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. A lot we can get into regarding this ball game that just finished up. We want to hear what you have to say. Also, the homestand in general for the Twins, it's a split 5-5. And I would have to say a disappointing split, given the fact they started out with a three-game sweep of Kansas City. And then they beat Atlanta on Monday. The walk-off pinch-hit rocket by Miguel Sano in the ninth inning took down the Braves. From that point on, though, things were not good for the Minnesota Twins. The Braves won two more, and the Indians take three out of four. So the homestand is a split at 5-5. For the Twins, and you look at this ball game. Wow. Cleveland wins in razor-thin fashion. Catcher Kevin Plawicki had a block to save the day. Greg Allen had a blast and a bunt. And Carlos Santana body slammed the Twins with a grand salami in the 10th inning to key the win and create this logjam atop the AL Central. Before the 10th inning fireworks, and this is what a lot of people are going to talk about, and we want to get your reaction, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Before those fireworks off the bat of Carlos Santana, there were theatrics in the Twins' half of the ninth inning. Marwin Gonzalez, a rocket RBI double to left field, scored one run to tie it. But Ary Adrianza thrown out at home plate with the potential game-winning run. Tyler Naquin, the left fielder, throws a strike to the cutoff man Francisco Lindor, who throws a bullet to Plawecki, who comes up with the great plate block. And extra innings is where we were going to go because the Twins were unable to push ahead that winning run. Now, Adrianza got the green light from third base coach Tony Diaz, but the play wasn't even close. And one would have to say that Diaz, certainly last night and today, he didn't have his best performance in that third base coaching box. And look, you have to be aggressive. And I like the fact the Twins are aggressive. But he sent a runner last night. I believe it was C.J. Cron with Yasiel Puig in right field. Puig has a bazooka. And Cron was gunned down. And it happened again today as the green light given to Adrianza, Naquin to Lindor to Plawecki. And the Twins could have had the walk-off win. Instead, we go to the 10th inning. And as we just laid it out, the Indians win it courtesy of the grand slam by Carlos Santana off of Taylor Rogers. So we want your thoughts, your opinions. Are you concerned? Are you angry? Is this just part of the deal? I don't think anybody thought this was going to be easy, did you? I mean, Cleveland is a proven commodity. This is a very good baseball team. So for them to be back in the mix, let's not be shocked. I think Twins fans definitely should be disappointed, though, that that 11.5 game lead that Minnesota had in early June has evaporated. That was a monster cushion that is gone. Aaron Civale, who really is an unproven pitcher, slightly outpitched a proven commodity today, the two-time All-Star Jose Berríos, who was looking for a bounce-back effort after giving up a career-high 9 runs to Atlanta on Tuesday. Berríos pitched much better. He picked up his team-leading 17th quality start of the season. In fact, his worst inning was the first inning. He gave up the home run to Allen. Yasiel Puig had an RBI double. And Yasiel Puig, well, I'll tell you what, he's already having an impact on the Indians. He had 8 hits in this series. And the guy is a pretty doggone good right fielder. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. This is Final Pitch, your post to the post. Eric Nelson with you. Let's go to those phone lines. Columbia Heights, Audrey, you're on CCO.
Hi, I would like to ask a question and then make just a couple of things that I noticed in the game today. The announcers on TV talked about how aggressive the pitchers were for Cleveland, while our guys, I think, were not aggressive at the plate at all. They just stood and watched really good pitches go by. And then I thought the base running was terrible. They shouldn't have gotten thrown out at home. I think the Twins got too greedy. And then Polanco and Sano and Kepler went 0 for 15. That's supposed to be our top 3 hitters. In other words, the whole game, as far as I'm concerned, was pitiful.
All right. Thanks for the call, Audrey. She is clearly unhappy, venting her frustrations here on Final Pitch, your post of the post. Look, I mean, the Twins, we've gotten spoiled by their offensive heroics all year. The Bomba Squad, it's not going to be that way every day and night. It wasn't today, as the Twins were only able to get 3 runs on the board. They didn't have any home runs. That's a rarity. We don't see that a lot. I think you have to give this youngster, Aaron Civale, a lot of credit. He comes right at the hitters, like Audrey pointed out, and he throws strikes, and he mixes things up, and he went toe-to-toe with Jose Berríos, the two-time All-Star. 6 innings pitched for Civale. Same thing for Berríos. Civale only gives up 4 hits. Berríos gave up 6 and 3 runs, all earned. Civale only gave up 1 run. And he struck out 5. Berríos had 4. So, like I said, Civale slightly outpitches Jose Berríos. And the frustration, I think, for the Twins. And again, if you want to weigh in, we have some open numbers and open lines. 651-989-9226. 651-226. The frustration has to be that, yes, Cleveland won the first 2 games of this critical monster weekend series. But the Twins were set up with an all-star Jake Odorizzi last night, who was very good, and they get the win. And then they come back with their ace, Jose Berríos, today, and they're unable to get that second win in the series. So Cleveland has caught the Minnesota Twins in the AL Central, and the Indians have to be ecstatic getting 3 out of 4 against their arch rivals in the division. It's 5:30. This is Final Pitch on CCO.
And here's the pitch, a swing and a line drive, left field and deep, Naquin going back, it's over his head, he went up off the wall, Arias will score, Adrianza's is heading home, Lindor's throw is caught, and Plawecki tags out Adrianza. Gonzalez with an RBI double to tie the game at 3.
Final Pitch, your post to the post on CCO Flagship Home 4, Minnesota Twins Baseball. Eric Nelson with you, it's 5:34. In Twins territory, and a dagger defeat today for Minnesota as the Twins lose in 10 innings to Cleveland, 7-3. And you heard that call from Corey Provis, bottom 9. It looked like maybe the Twins were going to have a dramatic walk-off win courtesy of Marwin Gonzalez. He had a rocket RBI double to left field that scored the tying run. And here comes Arias Adrianza chugging around third. He gets the green light from third base coach Tony Diaz. But as Corey laid it out with the call, it wasn't close at the plate. Naquin to Lindor to Plawecki, who had a great block, and out was Adrianza. Now the Twins still had another chance to win it and bring home Gonzalez, but they could not do it. And on to the 10th inning, bonus baseball we went, and it was Carlos Santana the Grand Salami in the 10th off of Taylor Rogers, and the Indians leave Minnesota winning 3 out of 4. Final today, 7-3. The Indians and Twins are tied in the AL Central at 71-47. The season series, by the way, Cleveland is up 7-6. So these teams are very close. They compete hard when they go against each other. And my expectation is this thing's going to go down to the wire. This thing should go down to the final days of the regular season. We'll see what happens. They have 6 more head-to-head meetings, 3 here in the Twin Cities in early September, and then the following weekend in mid-September at Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. We want to hear from you, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Put yourself in Tony Diaz's cleats. He's the third base coach. He's the guy who sent Ari Adrianza. It didn't work out. It's not always going to work out, and I have no problem with aggressive base running. But in that situation, was that the right call? Because you had only one out, and you would have had obviously the game tied and runners at second and third. And so you get a sack fly there, a deep enough fly ball, and that can walk it off. Easy to second guess, no doubt about it. But I want to know, did Diaz make the right decision to send the runner, or was it just one of those things, aggressive baseball? As Rocco said, and you heard it in the postgame show, the Indians were rhythmic in the way they got the ball to the plate. Tyler Naquin in left throws a strike to the cutoff man, Francisco Lindor, who throws a bullet to Kevin Plawecki, who then had the plate block on Adrianza. So that's the way it went down for the Twins. The line score sounds like this. Cleveland 7-9-0. Minnesota 3-9-0. The winner, Brad Hand, he's 5-3. The kid out of Chaska. Hand blew a save. That's a rarity. But he did get the victory. Taylor Rogers, the loser, he's 2-3. And the Twins have a day off tomorrow. Then they go to Milwaukee. The I-94 Interleague Series begins Tuesday night and Wednesday. You'll hear all those games right here on CCO. Cleveland will go back home and host the World Series champion Boston Red Sox beginning tomorrow night. And then they're off to Gotham City. It's a New York road trip. They've got 4 with the Yankees and 4 with the Mets. They'll go from the Bronx to Queens. And I don't know if they're going to change hotels or not, but the Indians have a difficult week on the horizon. We'll see how things pan out for Cleveland and Minnesota, because as we know, the Brewers are always a tough team, and they're certainly in contention in the National League Central. Back to the phone lines. Inver Grove Heights we go. Jake, you're on Final Pitch.
Hey, thanks for taking the phone call. I think it was 100% the right idea to send. It was Adrianza, right?
Yes.
To the plate. Yeah, 100%. You have to make him make that play. You've made a terrific comeback. You had a huge at bat by CJ Crone. You're playing playoff baseball in the middle of August against Cleveland Indians. You have to send him 100%.
All right, fair enough. So you like the aggressive play calling or decision making. And look, we saw that very early in the year. If you remember, Jake, I was at that game too, against Toronto. They sent CJ Crone to the plate with the potential tying run, I believe, and he got thrown out, and the Blue Jays were able to win that game. So sometimes you're aggressive and it doesn't pan out, but I like the style of being aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the attack by Crone.
All right, Jake, we lost your bad signal. We will take your thoughts and move forward. Again, call us up, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Final pitch. We will be with you until about 5:52 p.m., and then a very condensed version of a CCO Sports Sunday. Once again, in 10 innings, Cleveland over Minnesota, 7-3. Boy, you talk about twists and turns. There were more twists and turns in this one than a Rocky Mountain highway, and it went a lot of different ways. In the end, Cleveland on top. The guy that's going to get all the headlines is Carlos Santana. But how about Greg Allen? Here's a guy in the first inning, and he's not a big home run guy. He connects off Jose Barrios. For Greg Allen, the home run, only his third of the season. So it's a rarity when Allen goes yard. But he gave the Indians an early lead. Later in the first inning, Yasiel Puig with that RBI double. So Cleveland jumps out to the 2-0 lead. Then you go to the 10th inning, and there's two on, nobody out, and Allen pushes a bunt up the third base line, and there was no way Taylor Rogers could make a play. Allen gets the infield bunt single. Suddenly the bases are juiced, and here comes Santana, and he comes up with the grand slam, and that was game, set, and match. So I think Greg Allen is maybe your hidden hero for the Cleveland Indians, along with your starter Aaron Civale, who, like I said earlier, he did a very good job keeping the Twins off balance. Jose Berríos, I think it was an encouraging start for Berríos. 17 quality starts now on the season. That leads the Minnesota Twins. It just was one of those games where, hey, it didn't go the Twins' way. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. The crowd count, 37,849. The ninth sellout this season for the Twins, and the 170th full house in Target Field history since the ballpark opened up in 2010. We still have our All-State Good Hands play of the game that we're going to give out and also take some more calls. This is Final Pitch on CCO.
And the 2-1 pitch, a drive to left center field and trouble. Eddie Rosario going back at the wall. Grand slam, Carlos Santana. 7-3 Cleveland.
And that was the dagger. Carlos Santana, 10th inning grand slam for Cleveland. Indians win it 7-3. They leave Minnesota winning 3 out of 4 in this pivotal weekend series. The two teams tied for first now in the AL Central with 71-47 records. Welcome back. Final minutes of Final Pitch. Your post to the post, Eric Nelson with you. 78 degrees outside in the Twin Cities. Time for our All-State Good Hands play of the game. And we're going to give that one to Marwin.
And here's the pitch, a swing and a line drive, left field and deep, Naquin going back, it's over his head, he went up off the wall, Arias will score, Adrianza is heading home, Lindor's throw is caught, and Plawecki tags out Adrianza. Gonzalez with an RBI double to tie the game at 3.
Yeah, it was the All-State Good Hands play of the game. It was a good news hit by Gonzalez that could have been fabulous news. It tied the ball game, but the fans, and you could hear their reaction. I was there at the ballpark. Everybody erupted. They thought, hey, another walk-off win, this time against Cleveland. We're going to split the series. Drama at Target Field. Instead, Adrianza throwing out at the plate, and the Indians win it in the 10th on Santana's grand slam. Let's go right back to the phone lines. We will start in Lakeville. Alan, you're on Final Pitch here on CCO.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I was wanting to comment on that replay you just had there. Marwin hit that ball hard, and it got out there fast. The outfielder made a great play, got the ball into the cutoff guy. When the cutoff man caught the ball, Adrianza was still at third base. He should have never been sent. We would have had two guys in scoring position with one out. Odds would have been in our favor to get somebody in, sack fly or base hit, whatever the case. But that was the wrong call today.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Yeah, I know some people feel that way because you laid it out very well. Two on, one out, and you've got a team that can easily get the ball to the outfield. A sack fly would have won it, but that's not how it plays out. And believe me, if you're a young ball player out there, that's how you do it. Naquin in left field. Whirls and fires to the cutoff man, Lindor, who then throws the bullet to Plawecki. Hit your cutoff man. I can't tell you how many times I've heard my kids' coaches say that to their teams when they try to get this stuff done at the youth level. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jim, somewhere on the road, you're on Final Pitch. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Eric? Yeah, I've been to 3 games this week. Unfortunately, we're tied. But I think on that call there, I was in the stands. I said, send them. You got to challenge that play. And it's a 50-50 showdown. But I think what the Twins need to have to focus on here is they got to look at their pitching. They have to sort out the rotation. They got to decide with what they got left in that pitching rotation and the bullpen, how they're going to be able to balance that and get further down the road against Cleveland. And also, Milwaukee to watch them in Milwaukee for the two games, and let's just see how they do. But the fans need to stand behind this team because they need us. It's a tie. It's a tied series. Let's just dogfight it out to the end. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, I think if you're a passionate Twins fan, you don't bail now. You're all in more than ever. They're tied for first. They do need your support. And let me tell you, I go to a lot of games at Target Field. I was out there, for a bunch on this last homestand. You can feel the energy, and these players feed off of it. We talked to Sergio Romo 8 days ago when we did our pregame show, Stevie T and I, from the ballpark, and he was so overwhelmed with the enthusiasm and the energy that Twins fans bring. And there's a hunger. There's no doubt about it. There's a definite hunger in the Twin Cities. I mean, the Minnesota Twins haven't won the World Series since 91. We all know the Minnesota Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. The Timberwolves have never been to the NBA Finals. The Minnesota Wild have never hoisted a Stanley Cup. There is hunger here. People want a winner. So, Twins fans, my message to you is stick with the team. I don't know how this is going to play out. I think Cleveland has the better pitching down the stretch, but they will play a tougher schedule on paper. It's going to be fun. Enjoy the ride. That's my only message. What's coming up for the Twins? Day off tomorrow so they can reset, recalibrate, and get ready for that trip to Milwaukee, the I-94 Interleague Series. That's always fun as they will play two at Miller Park. I'm guessing the roof will be open, barring some rain. And if you're a Twins fan going over, that's always a treat because Miller Park is it has a football mindset. The tailgate scene for a Brewers game, it rivals the Packers up at Lambeau in Green Bay. So enjoy that ride over to Milwaukee if you're going to follow the Twins there. If you can't go, of course, you can catch all the action here on CCO. We'll have pregame coverage with Chris Atterbury, Corey and Danny with the call. And let's not forget about a new feature here on the radio station, CCO. First pitch, your pregame to the pregame. Henry will have a couple of those. And then, of course, final pitch. So it's going to be another big week of baseball as the Twins and Indians are tied for first in the AL Central. Once again, Indians win it today in 10 innings, 7-3. Hand the winner. Rogers the loser. The grand slam by Carlos Santana was the monster play and monster hit of the day for the Indians. We got to go. This has been Final Pitch, your post game to the post game. Thanks for tuning us in here on CCO. And now we segue into a very condensed version of a CCO Sports Sunday. Eric Nelson with you until 6 o'clock. It is 5:52. Stevie T was in earlier today for Denny Long. So we've got J-Lo Jonathan Lowe as our studio coordinator. We are in very good hands. Some Minnesota Vikings news today. The Vikings have acquired a kicker again. This time it's Kari Vedvik. The Vikings pick him up from the Baltimore Ravens for a fifth-round draft choice. Now, Vedvik kicked 4 field goals and 2 extra points for the Ravens in their preseason opener against Jacksonville. And so the Vikings think maybe they have solved the kicking conundrum they've been in for years now. It really has haunted Mike Zimmer and his team. We shall see. I mean, history will be the judge of whether or not Vedvik is the answer. But here's what we do know. I saw this in the Chicago Tribune earlier today. The Bears wanted Vedvik, too. The Bears, like the Vikings, have had kicking issues. We know about Cody Parkey, the double doink in the playoff game against Philly that cost Chicago a chance to advance. The Bears are concerned about kicking, too. So the Vikings get a kicker, and they get somebody the Chicago Bears wanted. Now, who is Kari Vedvik? Like I said, he was with the Baltimore Ravens. He played at Marshall University. And he's a guy who was born in Norway. So think about that. When I think of kickers from Norway, the guy that comes to mind is Jan Stenerud. I know J-Lo Jonathan Lowe loves Jan Stenerud. Great kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he did finish his career with the Minnesota Vikings. Jan Stenerud, one of the all-time greats, a Norwegian kicker. Kari Vedvik is also from Norway. So he will be with the Vikes. Of course, they won their preseason opener on Friday night down in New Orleans against the Saints. That final count was 34-25. Kirk Cousins capped off a perfect night with a touchdown toss to Adam Thielen. He didn't play a lot, but when he did, he looked good. He was actually mobile, extending plays, rolling out of the pocket. Drew Brees did not play for New Orleans. Next up for the Minnesota Vikings, Sunday Night Football. 1 week from tonight, it'll be the Seahawks and the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBC will bring the Sunday Night Circus to town. So downtown Minneapolis going to have a lot going on in 7 days as the Vikings and Seahawks play preseason game number two. As far as Minnesota United goes, Minyu lost last night. If you missed it, down in the Metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth, it was Dallas FC 5, Minyu 3, and the Loons' 11-game undefeated streak, counting U.S. Open Cup play, was snapped with the loss. Brandon Cervania scored twice for FC Dallas, and Ethan Finley had 2 goals for Minyu. Next up for the Loons is a game against the Colorado Rapids on Wednesday at Allianz Field on the Midway in St. Paul between the downtowns right off I-94 and Snelling. All right, this condensed version of a Sports Sunday is just about done. 78 degrees, 5:56. This is CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.